It's Weekend Edition Sunday here on listener-supported WVTF, and on the first Sunday of every month, we are pleased to welcome Andrea Mattioni Willis, our WVTF veggie chef. It's been a while. Welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
First Sunday of every month now. We're going to have our little veggie chat.
I'll be here.
Okay, that sounds good to me. And what do you have to start off this week?
I taught a Vegan 101 class at our local co-op in January. And at the very beginning, I asked the attendees what they hoped to learn or why they were there. And the question I heard a few times was, how do I get more fruits and veggies into my diet? I thought that was a pretty easy one, as you can knock out 3 to 4 servings of fruits and vegetables right at the beginning of your day with a smoothie. They're easy to make, portable in the right travel cup, mm-hmm. one with a lid, and they're readily adaptable to your individual preferences. The smoothie recipe I'm sharing today is fairly mild tasting, but full of nutritious goodness. The smoothie is called Morning Happiness because it makes me happy every time I drink it. To make this, you'll need some frozen banana, chopped mango, peeled fresh ginger, chopped carrot, some kale, chia seeds, and almond or coconut milk or whichever non-dairy milk you prefer.
Wait a minute. Chia seeds?
Yes.
As in chia?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
I use chia seeds to add omega fatty acids, also known as essential fatty acids, to my diet. We don't make these ourselves in our body, and they're very important to brain, nervous system health, a whole bunch of other things. And I most often use chia seeds as they don't need to be ground as flax seeds do. But flax seeds, that's another good option for getting omega fatty acids.
Can you get chia seeds anywhere?
Well, I generally get them in bulk at the co-op.
So you don't have to mail order them off of TV?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't use the ones that came in those chia pet things because they're probably quite old.
Okay.
So once you've gathered all of your ingredients, including the chia seeds, you're just going to break or cut your banana into 4 or 5 pieces, throw it into a blender, followed by everything else, and let it all sit for about 5 minutes before blending to soften the chia seeds. You know, and there are some other combos you can try. I went through a 6-week period where I made smoothies every single day, and I found a lot of things that I liked. For instance, I like apple, carrot, ginger, and spinach together. Frozen organic blueberries, banana, mango, and kale, also good together. This one's a little odd but delicious. Banana, mango, radish, fig, and hemp hearts, which are just shelled hemp seeds, another way to get omega fatty acids. Banana, peach, kale, and hemp hearts. There are a whole host of great combinations that I'll be putting on the Facebook page and online. So the key to making a fast smoothie in the morning is preparation. But even that isn't too labor-intensive. Just peel and freeze a bunch of bananas every so often. Stock up on frozen organic fruits when you see them on sale. Or you can freeze your own when what's available in season is on sale. Then, of course, you can fill in with what you have in your refrigerator as you like with items like fresh greens or carrots. As I mentioned before, it's really important to experiment to find what you like. In that 6 weeks that I made a different smoothie every day, I took pictures to remind myself of what the smoothies look like and what I enjoyed the most. The upside was that I found I liked fresh ginger in almost everything. The downside was that my friends got really tired of seeing smoothies every day on Facebook. Speaking of which, we're going to post the smoothie recipe and the additional smoothie ideas on Facebook and WVTF.org. And if anyone has any questions for me about this segment or in general, I can be emailed at WVTFveggie@gmail.com. Thanks.